This Sunday, after a very long wait, fans of the HBO series The Sopranos finally get to watch some new episodes. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
The second season of The Sopranos ended with New Jersey mob boss Tony Soprano, played by James Gandolfini, feverish from food poisoning. He dreamed about a talking fish, a fish that spoke with the voice of his close buddy Big Pussy, who admitted of being a turncoat for the feds. When Tony woke up, he found out the dream was correct. Before the episode was over, Big Pussy wasn't talking with the fishes, he was sleeping with them. Also, Tony was arrested for passing on stolen airline tickets to his own mother, played by Nancy Marchand. The show ended with a scene at his daughter's graduation party. Tony was led away in handcuffs, promising he'd be back in a couple of hours. That was 11 months ago. There hasn't been an original first-run episode of The Sopranos since April of last year. And during the hiatus, Marchand, whose evil matriarch Livia Soprano was a key part of the show, died. Clearly, series creator David Chase had some work to do. He's done it brilliantly. Sunday night, HBO presents the first two episodes of the show's third season. Tony is out of jail and back in charge. Livia is still alive, but not for very long. Tony's wife Carmela, played by Edie Falco, is trying to keep the family unit intact, even though their daughter Meadow, played by Jamie Lynn Sigler, has left for college at Columbia. And while life as a mob boss is tricky enough, most of Tony's energies in these early episodes are directed to dealing with personal issues. There's his relationship with his mother, his increasingly distant relationships with his teenage kids, and, in one intense confrontation that brings to the surface the more reprehensible side of Tony's personality, his private conversation with his daughter's new boyfriend from college, whom he's meeting for the first time.
So you guys, you and Meadow, are you,
A little early to say.
What's your background, Noel?
Noah. I'm from Los Angeles, West L.A.
No, what I mean is...
My family's in the business. I mean, show business. I don't know why they call it the business.
Those old Tarzan movies?
My dad's an entertainment lawyer.
No, what I mean is, like, we're Italian.
Oh, my dad is Jewish and my mother's family is African-American.
Tannenbaum, right. But on your application to Columbia, you didn't check Jewish, did you?
No, they can't ask about religious affiliation.
All right, right, of course. What'd you check?
African-American.
So we do understand each other here. You're Ditsum.
Excuse me?
Charcoal briquette, a moulignon.
What's your problem?
I think you know what my problem is. You see, your little friend up there, she didn't do you any favors bringing you into this house. Now, I don't know what the she was thinking. We'll get to that later. See, I got business associates who are black, and they don't want my son with their daughters, and I don't want their sons with mine.
You.
See, that's the kind of thing I'm hoping to avoid. So when my little girl comes down the stairs, you're gonna say how nice it was to meet me. Then you're gonna go drop her off at school and you're gonna say goodbye.
Come on, if you wanna see the Garden State. Burned out by hunters, I wanted to meet Nella, then we'll be back to pick up my laundry. Later, Dad.
Based on four episodes provided for preview, this third season of The Sopranos is as good as the first, which means it's about as good as TV gets. The death of Livia turns out to provide the show with lots of terrific sparks and plot twists. The post-funeral service is outrageously angry. Tony gets more serious about therapy to deal with how good he feels about his mother's death. And Janice, Tony's loose cannon sister, returns for the funeral. Also, new characters are introduced, the best of which is Joe Pantoliano from Easy Streets, as a gangster with an attitude so bad he makes Tony look civilized. The point of The Sopranos, of course, is that these people aren't civilized. We care about them as characters, and even like them. Then, when they turn around and do something horrific, the shock and revulsion are that much more uncomfortable. These aren't people we love to hate. The more we get to know them, these are people we hate to love. On every level, the show is a true treat. The entire cast is marvelous, and Chase does some stuff that's just flat-out fun to watch. In one scene in Sunday's third season opener, he stages a long sequence where federal agents tail every member of the Soprano family, chasing them around streets and dorms and strip clubs in hopes of finding a time when the house is empty so they can plant a bug. The scene already has energy to spare, but Chase ups the ante by setting it to two brilliantly merged pieces of music. One is the theme to Peter Gunn, the other is Every Breath You Take by The Police. It's the little touches like that, as much as the operatic characters and plots, that make The Sopranos worth the wait, even after 11 months.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. The Sopranos season opener airs Sunday night on HBO.